All right, the time is now 7:00. We will call the June 1st, 2026 meeting to order. We will first approach the flag.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Council members present, Lisa.
Here.
Kelly.
Here.
Bruce.
Here.
And myself. The record should reflect that Karen is absent for vacation and Sue is also absent for personal reasons. Others present are Mayor Prater, Borough Solicitor Mike Ball, Lori Slaker, Borough Secretary, Michael Mull from Van Cleef, and on Zoom it currently is Steve Bowell from Fitzpatrick, Lentz, and Buba, and our Chief of Police, Todd Teicher, is also present, and others in the audience from the public. For announcement of recording, the meeting is being digitally recorded by the Secretary for Assistance and Preparation of the Minutes. Is there anyone in the audience who plans to also record the meeting? All right, hearing none, we'll move on to 5. Approval of the meeting agenda and any amendments. Bruce is going to make the first to approve.
Second.
And Kelly is making the second. Is there any discussion from the table or the audience? Okay, hearing none, call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Line item 6, action on the minutes for May 4th, 2026.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes.
Lisa made the first.
I'll second.
Bruce is making the second. Is there any discussion from the table or the audience? Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries 4-0. Line item 7 is Secretary Treasurer's report. Board.
The meeting packet included the financial statements for the month of May 2026. Bills prevented for payment, borough operations $22,974.50, sewer operations $16,922.62, garbage operations $8,635.20, estimated payroll and payroll taxes June 2026 $6,300 for a total of $54,832.32. Are there any questions?
I'll make the first motion.
Bruce is going to make the first.
I'll second.
Lisa is making the second. Is there any discussion from the table or the audience? Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Abstention. Motion carries 4-0. And approve the bills for $54,832.32.
I'll make the motion to pay the bills.
Lisa made the first.
I'll second.
Bruce made the second. Is there any further discussion from the table or the audience? Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0. Line item 8, Golden Property Maintenance Code Appeal.
Yeah, I think, can we move that down the agenda to
15.
To after 15.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're
going to relocate number 15 for the executive
session. Yeah, Kennedy, we're going to delay borough council discussion and get that appeal after the executive session. Okay. Understand?
Just hang around for
just
a little bit.
Just hang around.
Number 9, public comments. Is there anybody who will be listed? So we can try again at the end. 10, I-80, Route 611 updates?
Yes. So I'm going to update, focus solely on 611. And I have three points of good news, in the big scheme of things. First, PennDOT is meeting tomorrow internally with their traffic experts and the consultant that has been identified for the big 611 project. And the purpose of the meeting is to discuss how to improve the 611 light situation. So I had a conversation on Friday with the project manager for the big project, and she did mention the 911 calls and all the input that we've been providing, and that they really, she mentioned the other another piece of good news is that the temporary 611 situation with the light is now formally part of the big project. So it had been, until now, it unfortunately it had been attached to the emergency situation. So it really didn't have its own life within the big project. So now that it's attached to and a part of the big project, everything that happens there, when we want attention on it, it really has a body of people that'll be looking at it. So it's better. So the meeting is it is tomorrow. I did ask. I mean, it's spontaneous. Please forgive me for not asking to bring all the towns, but I said, you know what? I think it would be helpful if I could be at that meeting. I am aware of what all the towns have shared with me. I'm aware of what the public has shared with me that I share with the towns. I have a pretty good sense of field conditions, and they agree. So that's another piece of the good news is, however we've handled ourselves collectively, you know, I think it's been helpful as representing us as a group. So I'll be at that meeting.
Can I ask you a quick question? Just in reference and for everybody's clarification, you're talking big project. What is the scope of that? What are you talking about?
Okay.
Just for clarification.
That's why they know, because I talk about it every meeting. The big project is the slope. We're not calling it rockfall mitigation. Besides that has a bad connotation these days. We're calling it slope hazard mitigation and retaining wall replacement. I really think it's a retaining wall replacement rehabilitation. So those are two projects. I don't know yet if they formally have become one. They're identified as two separate projects on the TIP. I think they stay two projects. I don't know how. I don't know how they do the environmental document on two projects when the environmental document's really generally focused on one. So they'll have to work all that out. The other piece of good news in there, is that good enough?
Yes.
Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome. The other piece of good news in there is all this time they haven't been doing nothing, you know, and that's the other piece of the public. And us, you know, everybody that doesn't understand these kind of big projects would be saying, like, nothing's going on, they're never going to get to it. And that's not the case. This is a hugely environmental, historic resource project. They had to get all the agencies, line up who the consultant's going to be. That whole behind-the-scenes thing has been done. They are now ready to start engaging with stakeholders. So in July, every time they give a month, it's never that month. So if they're projecting, hopefully in July, would be a local officials meeting. The reason for that meeting will be to start to develop what's formally called a purpose and need statement. These projects have purpose and need statements. And they want to hear from everyone what the issues have been, what the concerns have been, what the needs are, what the problems are. They don't want to hear what your ideas are on solutions. Like, it's not allowed, kind of thing. We've documented all that. You know, all those resolutions we've done for the towns, part of that was strategic on my part, was to make sure we had everything documented. So that when the new person comes in, you know, the body has already said, this is what's important. If nothing else. So I have all that. I'm thinking they welcome me coordinating the stakeholders for that meeting. It would be county reps and municipal reps. Certainly, it's certainly a place for an OEM. certainly a place for a local official, a member. So that would be, and it's certainly a place for somebody representing the trail, for example. You know, that is well documented in our resolutions. We have it all out there. So that's hopefully going to be hybrid, in person during the day, in person and virtual, and location TBD, again, July. So I want to put, you're the first, this is just happening over the past 2 days, so this is the first town that I'm talking to about this. I think that the standard the process we've gone through, which is everybody going on record with a resolution, I think that's been helpful. What I'd like to do is get what everybody's put down in writing, put that into a document, and get that to you guys. I'm thinking that goes into a resolution form. So then, you know, Lower Mount Bethel can be supporting the one thing that might be important to you will be supported by Smithfield, Upper Mount Bethel, you guys. You know, everybody that goes along, and I think the other towns will go along in the same thing. Knowlton, our concerns are not exactly your concerns, but they certainly can go on record supporting the body of needs and issues that have been expressed and be educated in the process. So how do you feel about that? Any thumbs down?
No?
Okay, I got a thumbs up. So that I'm gonna start working on that. We would not be passing a resolution till after that meeting, right? I just would want you guys, whoever's especially going to be at that meeting, and PennDOT to have the draft. You know, this is, you know, I'll be at the, it'll be available to you to look over and provide additional input at your next meeting. I will not be there. You know, you'd have to get that feedback to me. Let me know if there's any issues, and let me know if there's any additions. Let me know what your priority is. You don't need to tell me the priority, because this is when you should be at that meeting representing the borough. I coordinate it, and I can just speak globally.
And there's no date for that meeting?
No. That would be sometime in July. So I think we did well. I'm happy. Molasses, moving.
Great. Okay. Anything for LLT?
Yeah, so Lower Delaware Wild and Scenic. I told you last time that a very good chance we're going to be designating north of just Jacoby Creek. They're still discussing the possibility of a lower section, and they're still working out some internals. So the decision hasn't been made yet.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, good night, everybody. Thanks.
See you. 12, Cindy, you were here. I see that there were meeting minutes. Do you have any meetings you would like to report, or Lance, either one of you?
Do you want me to? I guess the big thing, and they can be looked at, but the big thing is that Nick from Upper Mount Bethel Township, he is actually working on trying to meet with the people who were the actual guy who's the firm that is doing the repaving of 611. He's working with them to try and see if we can get the bike lane, just a painted lane, to go where it's three lanes now. So there's a 2.5 mile section that is basically three lanes. Half of it is one lane, and then two in the others. So if they made that just one lane each way, there would hopefully be enough room for a bicycle lane on the edge. So he is working with that. That's about really it, I think. Lance, anything else you can really that really pertains to?
611 is closed.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Traffic.
Yeah. I texted her a picture of Terry yesterday morning, or whenever it was. I was coming back from Stroudsburg, and two bikes went right through in front of me.
The 9/11 trail riders are coming through.
Oh, yeah.
On
It's the 29th, I believe. The riders are coming through June Town.
June 29th.
It's a Monday at 3 p.m.
No, fourth meeting is the 22nd. But if anybody wants to meet them, they will be at yours. Don't you have a dinner here? So it's the 29th, probably around 7 o'clock is dinner.
They're going to be in town, come through town anyway.
Yeah, they have to, they're going to spend the night in Delaware Water Gap and then come down for dinner and then go back and then ride through the next morning.
Ride through the one night.
Like everybody else.
No, they're not going to ride through the one night. They're going to get off in the Water Gap and then the first rest area and they're going to resume.
Crazy. Okay. That it through. You guys?
Yeah, we have our next meeting is June 17th at the Village Bakery at 9 a.m. But I think that's it.
Alrighty. 13, Borough Engineers Report. We have Mike Knoll from Bean & Cleef with us tonight. The storm sewer bid stuff, you want to wait till our executive session and then when we come out, we can discuss that more?
Probably does.
Okay. So then the sewer update?
Okay.
Will we go to at the plant, I'll say?
Yes. construction, the screen project started the week of May 11th. They've been moving along very diligently. They anticipate construction to be complete next Friday, June 12th, barring no mishaps or any delays. So by next Friday, hopefully everything will be up and running.
I will say Craig is very pleased with that project.
And that's what I spoke to Tyler earlier and say Craig was
yes, Craig is very pleased with the contractor and how the work is going.
And Bankley's will be we'll prepare the grant payment application for the borough on that when the time comes. So that's the extent of what I have on that right now.
Okay. Land Tech is next. I know we got something from Land
Yes.
Tech that we forwarded.
Yes, the sewage planning module was approved. That was in the packet, the information that was provided. Mm-hmm. Right here, but yes, it was approved. The next step will be to coordinate an intermunicipal agreement with the Mount Bethel and recommend working with FLD and the borough to draft and prepare them for the borough.
Do we need to do any kind of motions to direct them to work on an intermunicipal agreement? Are we good to?
Well, that's Steve. I don't. Steve's on, right?
Yeah, Steve's on.
I'm here.
So for the Land Tech sewer connection, we got the DEP approval letter, so now they're going to be moving on to the sewer service agreement for the intermunicipal agreement. So do you want us to make a formal motion to authorize you and Randy to work together on that agreement, or are we good just letting you do your thing?
I'm trying to remember what we approved. The motion is you can't really make that motion to authorize us to start working next on the draft again.
Make a motion to authorize FLB and Van Cleef to work on intermunicipal agreement.
I make a motion for FLB and Van Cleef to work on
Portland Upper Mount Bethel sewer service intermunicipal agreement. Lisa made the first.
Yeah,
Bruce is going to make the second. Is there any further discussion from the table or the audience? Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries 4-0. All right, so that's our lesson. let's go on here. Let's see. So next we have traffic, and I don't have Christine on here, so we may have to table some of it. So we just left this stuff on because we weren't sure after our meeting last week. So we have all this TSMA stuff. are we just going to table the Dunkin' Donuts stuff at this point in time?
Well, yeah, I mean, just, why don't you just delay it until maybe she'll get on the line?
Yeah, we could see. Christine McTish from CDR was supposed to join us to go over some of this stuff regarding Dunkin' Donuts, so we'll just skip over it for now.
Yeah, I don't, Mike, you don't have anything to say about this stuff, do you?
I've heard a little bit of the meeting that Mark Bannock was at about it.
Yeah.
He kind of gave me a quick overview, but I'm not.
Not enough to.
Not enough to talk, forcibly about it. I do know that they are looking at kind of delaying a little bit of the 611 stuff until the fall. So what was a big push to get like T160 and everything signed and submitted, I don't think is quite as important as this.
That's basically, I think, what she said to us.
That's right, yeah. We
I think she said like September timeframe for paving, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as long as it gets addressed in the next, the next meeting or.
Okay.
All
right. Anything, there's nothing else for this, for engineering, right? All right, so we'll move on to sewer committee, commercial and industrial customer fire connection. That's gonna be ongoing for right now. Proposed borough and township intermunicipal agreement, which we just discussed. The effluent line change order request for $7,603.30. So we do have a change order request. I know that you guys do have notes on that. I know being.
Yeah.
So I guess I myself have some questions about that whole process. Okay. So what exactly was the change order for?
So there's two parts that the change order came about for. We received as-builts of the pipes that are in the ground. From where they were installed, and once we opened everything up, it turned out that the materials were different from what was on the asphalt. So we had to adjust and connect what was there to what we had per plan, and there was a few different connections that needed to be made. That was, I think, like $1,000, $1,500 or something like that to do that. And then the there was a footing for the based on soil conditions that needed to be larger than what was per plan. Being that this was emergency repair, we didn't take the time to do additional actual soil testing for bearing capacity and like that. So they needed to, in the field, make an adjustment so that the footing for the concrete would be stable and not move long enough. So it was an enlarging of the footing for the area there.
Okay, so I guess what does Tyler say in this email? That Van Cleef is going to be writing off $6,313.30 of that bill.
Yes, so in good faith, Tyler offered to, for our bills, inspections, and whatnot, to write off the $6,313 to partially offset the cost of that change order.
Okay. And what does that leave us with exactly $1,500? Or is it a little bit of a difference?
It's $1,530 more.
That's
true. And that's just based on the existing conditions pipes out there that we had designed everything we saw on the as-built provided.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions? So I have this. So the boroughs. Portion of that would be $1,350 exactly. So that would bring the total project to $136,748.80, but then we would be paying $1,350 towards that. So there's another note here. He sent this earlier today. about the payment. So his thing says, if change order number one is approved because the payment application includes a change order, the payment application would be for completion of all work, including the change order, minus a 5% retainage in the amount of $6,837.42. And the retainage is recommended to be held until the grass restoration is fully complete?
Yes. Yeah, so he submitted a pay application.
Okay.
I didn't see it. He pointed this out to me as I was on my way here,
okay,
that it wasn't on the agenda.
Okay.
But that pay app was for the 129.910. And if the change order, and that includes payment for the change order work, that payment total there is holding 5% back.
Okay.
So that everything stabilizes, they can get rid of the ENS and, you know, make sure everything's fine before we pay them out.
Okay, because I'm just going to say I visited down there today.
Oh, yeah.
Craig and I went on a little site tour.
Nice.
It looks great. Someone's been driving down in there, so we will be making sure the gate gets closed.
Okay.
And we will be looking into signage that it's not potable water coming out of there. It's actually ethylene.
Yeah.
Or potable water, however you want to call it, say it. And the other thing for down there is that the lower portion, and I know you have probably not been down there, but
I have not.
There, it's a slope and then a drop off, and then it goes out to the river where the channel is. Mm-hmm. That lower section is very rough, rocky, uneven. Like, there is going to be no way to actually mow that with an act mower, other than if you did it by hand with a weed whacker or a brush off it.
There we go.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what is the expectation for the surface to be down there. Like, a smooth surface, a very uneven surface?
Without looking at the plan and stuff.
Like a grassy field, like...
See, that's what I think. I'm not exactly...
Yeah, sure. Like, I'm not... So, I guess we should discuss that then. See, have somebody go down there and check
and
it.
We can have, you know...
So have that 5% hold down is good then.
Exactly, yeah. And that's pretty much what it's for, bottom restoration of anything that, you know, should be, you know, grass.
Okay.
Grass area.
So we're looking to approve then the change order of $7,663.30, but then you're only going to owe $1,350 of that, basically.
Well, I think you approve the change order for the full amount,
and then
they will. You'll just realize an economic benefit in the end, the substance will be $1,500. But I think from what Mike was saying there, is that the payment application should be on the agenda too. For approval, because there are usually time deadlines to approve those.
So are we going to just amend the agenda then?
I think so. Like, is that what you're saying? You want the pay application just voted on tonight?
If possible, yeah, that'd be great.
Does the pay application show the retainage amount?
Yes.
Do you have a copy?
No.
Okay.
I know it was forwarded to the borough.
Okay, so normally the payment application will have the total amount of project, it will have any prior payments, which if there's no prior payments, I don't think here, and then it will calculate what the retainage is, and then it will say less that amount of retainage for the amount payable with the pay app, okay? So normally it's all part of the one application. And Mike, is the net amount that 129 figure, or that's a net amount?
That's the final, the payment due minus the 5%.
And does that add in the, that adds in the change order too?
Correct.
Okay, so you should approve the change order, then approve the pay application, which reflects the...
So I have on the email from Tyler, the original contract amount was $129,085, that's what we previously approved. With the $7,663.30, it would be $136,748.30. And then we would minus out the 5% holdback of $6,837.42. So we would be approving minus the 5%, $129,910.88.
Yeah, so there would be a motion, well, there would be a motion to amend the agenda to add payment application number one there, but once you get that done, you're going to approve a change order, and then you're going to approve payment application number one.
All right, so any order we would like to do it, we need to approve the effluent line repair change order, we need to amend the agenda, and then we need to make a motion to approve the payment.
So I can make the motion to amend the agenda.
A second.
And that's for expediency.
Amendment. So Bruce made the first, my agenda's in much quicker. Lisa made the second for the amendment, and that's for expediency. And we will call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0. And now we will need to do the...
Make a motion to add the payment application.
No, that's been done.
What?
That's been done.
You're going to do the change order first.
Change order first?
Yep.
I'll make a motion to add the change order.
No, it's on the agenda.
That's on
the agenda. To approve
the change order?
Yes. Lisa made the first for the change order. Kelly made the second. Any discussion? All right, hearing none, we will call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries 4-0. And now we need to approve officially the payment application number one in the amount of $129,910.88, and that is already minus the 5%.
So I'll make that motion.
Right. I'll second that motion.
Bruce made the first, Lisa made the second. Any discussion from the table or audience? Okay, hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0.
Okay, sorry. You're planning to pay that out of the Fidelity loan, right? Which you have to draw down, right?
Yes.
Right. Oh, no, did they put the whole thing in your account?
I don't believe so, because Diane had me email Ryan the other day and ask him how she could do a drawdown.
Do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the amount is more than the loan.
It is, yeah.
So I think you need to...
The difference will come out of that.
You need to approve, I guess add this to the agenda, you need to approve, I guess, drawing down that loan if the money's not there.
Okay.
If the money's there, you just pay it out of that, I don't think, but...
Right, because we're going to owe a difference out of that. I don't even know what the amount would be. Because she's been paying some of the legal bills out of that.
So you would pay, just draw down the rest of the loan.
Draw down the rest of the loan.
$125, right?
Yep, yeah.
So you're going to owe more than you can draw down, right?
Yeah. So we need a motion to do a drawdown?
Well, I would amend the agenda.
And then pay the difference.
Can
we already amend it? Can't we keep it as the same?
You gotta do it again. What's that?
Go ahead.
It's a step. If you had the money in the account, I wouldn't say you have to amend the agenda, but you don't have the money. You have to draw down the money, which is going to trigger interest.
Okay.
I'll make the motion to... Whoever makes sense.
To amend the agenda.
Amend the agenda.
To add
or
draw down of the principal from the borough's financing with Fidelity Bank.
The borough's financing with Fidelity Bank.
Lisa made
the for expediency.
First, Bruce made the second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call for a vote.
No more discussion.
Thank you for signifying by saying
aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0. And now we need to all make a motion to to do the drawdown and then...
Remaining proceeds of the Fidelity financing, the sewer, such a burdensome project.
And then the balance would come out of the sewer fund or borough fund, depending on where the money balance out of sewer or general. Okay. All right. And then we need a motion to get the remaining sewer money out of the financing for the effluent line project, and then if there, whatever balance there is, it would come out of the sewer fund or the general fund.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Bruce made the first, Lisa made the second. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0. Okay. Thank you. We're done with that. Yeah, I think we're all worked out there, and then we're just gonna check the ground down there.
Yep.
All right. Who's next? Like, who looks at that?
All right.
Not Tyler.
I was. He can't walk it. He's doing pretty well, but he can't walk it. No, our inspector was out for the project.
Okay.
He would go out there.
Okay.
I might meet him out there.
Okay.
Review it too.
Craig and I will probably gladly meet Aaron Bruce.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, somebody can go out there too just to say, like, what is acceptable.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
We're coordinated.
Okay. All right. I know Craig's going to be on vacation, I think he said next week, so Craig might not be around, but we'll figure that out. Yeah.
Don't let the inspector drive down there either.
Right. Trying to get the gate closed now. Sewer plant update, moving on after that. The plant has been running okay. They're having a higher instance of
phosphorus.
And that comes from, it's a cleaning chemical base, so they're going to do some extra tests right now to see the family of cleaning products, or however they, whatever they test for, comes from.
What was it last month? Was there something last month, or is it the same?
I think it might be, it's the same, it's the same thing. It's kind of continuing, and they see it go up and down, so they're gonna start doing weekly tests and see if they can figure out what family it's from. And we're gonna do a visit to one of our industrial businesses just to see if there's any issues there. Sewer shutoffs, everybody has paid, so you can cross all of those addresses off. And then we have John Deere tractor discussion. So as Lori was prepping to get the two, the tractor and the truck out for advertising last month, we realized they sent pictures of the effluent line being finished. And then having a conversation with my spouse, actually, of all people, I was like, how are we going to mow down there? I'm like, what are we going to use to mow down there? And he's like, well, that John Deere tractor you guys have. And I was like, well, we're going to send it for sale. So I talked with Bruce, and when I talked to Lori, she hadn't started the advertising yet, so we decided to pull it back from going through that, spending more money advertising it. So it's four-wheel drive. It does have a mowing deck. It can get down there along the railroad track.
Does that mean it's deep?
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. So at this point in time, I would like for us to consider just keeping it until that kind of gets all figured out down there, and see long term if it's something we feel we want to be able to do on our own, or have the township periodically maybe come in. But I didn't want to get rid of it and then turn around and go, oh, we could do this ourselves. We could have done this ourselves.
Do we need to make a motion?
I don't know. That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah,
pulling it back to make a motion to.
The answer would be yes.
Right?
Make a motion to keep the John Deere tractor.
I'll second.
Okay. So first for me, And Brian had just serviced it to get it ready to put it on Minnesota, so everything's running on it and
tested,
so that was good. And then we can discuss the truck later. We can put that under old business. And then the other thing we have for sewer is, as we kind of work through little things that have been sitting down there that need to be completed, there's a rather large, is that a mixing tank? Mixing tank, that 500-gallon tank? It's way oversized for what they need. It takes up a lot of room in the room. So they would like to get rid of the 500-gallon mixing tank and install a 100-gallon storage tank when we clean the room out down there. It has to be, there's a lot of sugar on the floor from when they add sugar to the process. So they want Brian to go down and clean the floor and stuff. So we would like to get approval to purchase a new 100-gallon storage tank. The tank itself is $815. They're not sure what the delivery fee will be, and they know they need a fitting. I think Craig said it's about $50 to $70, and then the time to install it. So we're wondering not to exceed $1,000.
Is it a local?
No, it comes from USA Blue Book.
That's it.
Yeah, USA Blue Book. It's like,
and you said it was replacing the...
Yeah, there's a big 500-gallon tank.
And what's going to happen to that 500-gallon tank?
It has to get cut up because there's no way they can get it outside without cutting it up.
And that was
how did they get it in?
That was originally installed, correct me if I'm wrong, during the construction.
Yes, it went in before all the other equipment went in. I know, it's such a shame that... But it really is taking up a lot of
money. Nice to be able to, like, maybe recoup money from that.
Or reuse it.
Yeah.
Something out, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. Did we get a vote on the truck? Or we just seconded?
Oh, you know what? Did we not? Did I not even do it?
No.
My brain's just, I'm like, moving on. Okay.
I thought I was
table that conversation for a second. We'll go back to the chapter. So Lisa made her first, Kelly made a second. I'll call for a vote. Yeah. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries 4-0. Back onto the tank.
And another question real quick. Are you guys still looking for a zero turn radius?
No. I think we tabled that last. Okay. Yeah.
Because I found it.
So is there a cost to getting the other tank out?
Probably. I'm in it. Maybe like an hour?
Yeah.
Cut it out. They're just going to use this all along.
Just
long
do that.
It's
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well.
Yep. No. Good question. Yep.
Yeah.
And the intention here is to do it all at once. So the floor, it would be a process, but it'll take 2 to 3 days, and we'll do everything from start to finish. Someone just got this done, you know, have everything on site, etc., so that they can move it right along. And Brian and Craig will be the main people doing this project. And it's on the workstations.
Ticket number 172.
I can check that.
I'll make a motion to approve a 100-gallon storage tank for the wastewater treatment plant and the cleaning and the little gadget needs. Yeah, the accessory needs. Not to exceed $1,000 for the tank and materials to install.
Lisa made the first, Kelly's making the second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries 4-0. Perfect. Anything else for sewer? I don't think there is right now.
We spent enough money on sewer.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get some prices and see what's available for signage, but like I said, we'll probably have that on the fourth meeting agenda, but we definitely do need to put signage up down there because we kind of created a nice like little park area for people inadvertently. You know what I mean? Like, there's like a piece of wood down here with like rope and stuff on it. Like somebody's been building
hanging
something.
Out down
there. Yeah, like, you know.
Trees are like,
that's
right? Yeah.
Craig and I got the gate semi-closed, but it needs to have a little work done. But okay. So we'll move on then to 15, which is our executive session, and that is kind of a combination. We need to discuss the stormwater project with our sewers with our solicitor, Steve Bowell from FLB, Nan Cleef. And then we also have to discuss the Golden property with Mike Gall and some personnel stuff with Mike Gall. So, a little combination of everything.
So I'll make the motion for an executive session.
And the time now is 7:35. Bruce made the first.
I'll second.
Lisa made the second. I will call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries 4-0. Kyle, you can take Penny with you.